Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Lucy Killoway's podcast from the Financial Times.
When one door closes, another one opens. On Thursday, the prison gates clanked shut behind Martin Luke's in Florida. But in London, the door of an office inside Accenture swung ajar, revealing Mark Foster, a middle-aged white man with a long-winded title. Just as I was putting my final full stop to the story of the jargon-talking executive, someone forwarded me an internal email sent by Accenture's group chief executive. Immediately, I saw that this man could be a possible successor to Luke's. I don't know if Mr. Foster has Martin's way with women, or whether his golf swing is any good, as I've never met him. However, I have seen one of his emails, and that's enough to convince me that when it comes to world-class jargon, there is clear blue water between him and the rest, even at Accenture, where the bar, as they call it, is set so very high. This isn't the first time I've singled out Accenture for its work in the jargon space. A couple of years ago, I wrote a column about its annual report, which was a perfect snapshot of the ugliest business language of the time. Inside was an orgy of relentless passion and delivering value. The point, presumably, was to impress clients. Yet Mr. Foster's email is more troubling as it shows top people write like this, even when they think no clients are looking. His memo was addressed to all Accenture senior executives. Though title inflation being what it is, this probably stretches to include the cleaner. Indeed, as group chief executive, Mr. Foster is in a band of eight others with the same commanding title and still has a couple of rungs to climb before reaching the very top. The memo starts with some background to the announcement. Wanting to give you continued visibility of our growth platform agenda, it says. Visibility is the latest thing in business. Companies and executives all crave it, but until last week I didn't know that growth platform agendas were after it too. What is he saying here, I wonder? I think, though couldn't swear to it, that he wants to tell his colleagues how the company plans to make more money. And so to the meat of the memo. We are changing the name of the human performance service line to talent and organisation performance, effective immediately. Before you marvel at the stupidity of the name change, note first that departments can't even be called that. They are instead service lines. As for the name, the old one may have been no great shakes, but to take away the human, which was surely the point, and replace it with talent and organisation, is not progress. As I've often remarked before, the word talent is a hideous misnomer, as most people aren't terribly talented at all. Next comes the business rationale for the change. With the rise of the multipolar world, the task of finding and managing talent has become more complex, turbulent, and contradictory than ever before. This conflicts with two laws, the first of geography, there are only two poles, and the second of business. Finding talent has always been hard as there isn't enough to go around. The only excuse for saying it is complex, turbulent and contradictory is to make it sound so complicated that the services of Accenture must be needed to sort it out. Mr. Foster says that what must be done is to teach organisations to expand their talent management agenda from a narrow and tactical focus on human resources activities around the employee life cycle to a broad and strategic focus on highly integrated systems of capabilities fundamental to business strategies and operations. This is shameful, outrageous bilge. HR should be specifically focused on the employee life cycle, if that means hiring, training, promoting and firing. Foster's suggestion is frightening. I'm not sure I've ever seen quite so many waffle words crammed together in one sentence. Broad, strategic, focus, highly, integrated, system, capabilities, fundamental, strategies. Indeed, the only words here that are acceptable are to and on. I will spare you further long quotes from this dismal memo, which contains much stepping up, blue water, space, and walking the talk. There is an obsession with capabilities. In four different places, Mr. Foster talks about repositioning them, differentiating them, integrating them, and evolving them. This sounds like quite hard work, especially as I'm not quite sure what capabilities are anyway. There's only one sentence I like. Already we are seeing great progress. Though it would be better still without the gung-ho exclamation mark. Alas, the claim turns out to be unsubstantiated. The only progress mentioned is that the head of the newly named service line has written a book called The Talent-Powered Organisation, and to celebrate, Accenture is inviting clients to a party on Second Life, which I suppose cuts down on the bar bill. How much does all this nonsense matter? Accenture isn't selling pensions to widows. If its rich corporate clients are prepared to buy HR services designed for a multipolar world, that's their lookout. However, there is something else about the memo that worries me. Accenture's website reveals that, unlike Martin Luke's, Mr. Foster has a classics degree from Oxford. I'd always thought the point of studying classics was that it trained your mind and your pen. What this memo shows is that two decades at Accenture have had a more potent effect on befuddling the mind than 3 years of Plato and Horace ever had on sharpening it.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.